From Leo's town to mine now, Boston. You know, sometimes it takes an outsider to help you see your city in a new light. That was true for our own Jeb Sharp when she met Finnish landscape architect Maria Jakola here in Boston.
Maybe the first thing you should know about Maria Jakola is that she's no ordinary landscape architect.
I think I might be happier as a musician. Who knows?
This is her performing Sibelius at an art show last spring. Jakola was here in Boston for a year-long fellowship at Harvard's Graduate School of Design. It was like a dream come true because she had always wanted to see the city's Emerald Necklace, a system of interconnected parks designed more than a century ago by the great Frederick Law Olmsted.
It was always this iconic example of a greenway.
Jakola is head of the Environmental Office in Helsinki's City Planning Department. She came to Boston hoping for ideas to take back home. But when Jakola set out to explore Olmsted's iconic greenway, she was sorely disappointed right from the start.
I tried to find my way by bike, and I just noticed there is no way to get from one place to another. And it's really hard to find where to start. And in places like this, where you are totally under this bridge and in this landscape that is dominated by this concrete environment and the noise of cars.
So Jakola did what any self-respecting, visiting, Finnish landscape architect slash musician slash artist would do. She made a film about her experience. Not a documentary, more of a performance art piece. I tag along on a shoot.
I can see a little bit, but I can't see too much. Like, I can't see people's faces or anything like that.
Jakola can't see because she's covered head to toe in bright green cloth. She looks like a neon Halloween ghost, and she's trying to cross a busy six-lane road that cuts off one piece of the Emerald Necklace from the next.
There's no safe way to cross the street, so we kind of wanted to make that visible by this creature wandering around and being bewildered and a little scared of the cars and then waiting for someone nice enough to come and help.
In the end, a couple of people do walk by and help the creature across the street. Jakola calls the film disconnected. It's fun, whimsical, and deeply personal. But it's sad, too. Through her eyes, Olmsted's legacy is tarnished, his masterpiece neglected. She shows me a little park near the beginning of the Emerald Necklace that's strewn with trash.
Somebody had their lunch. It's like all over the place here. And some discarded trolleys. It's like one of the emeralds in the necklace is a little stained.
We walk a while through the Back Bay Fens. There are wooded pathways and beautiful stone bridges with graceful arches. Jakola loves the place. But as a European, she's also perplexed by what's missing. Benches, places to buy food and drink, restrooms. We come across a handsome old building that's shuttered. Jakola says it would be a perfect place for a cafe.
And right about now, you and I would be ready for a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And a pee.
That is one of the problems. Like, why would you even go and walk along the Emerald Necklace if there's no place where you can, you know, eat and drink and sit down or go to the restroom? Because you kind of panic, where can I find the next restroom? Sometimes I feel like maybe American people have like some kind of a different bladder than Europeans, because, you know, in Europe it seems that like every 100 meters there's something. Like, sometimes it's a little over the top.
If the Emerald Necklace were in Europe, it would have more signs, too, telling you where you are and where you're going and how far away the next destination is. What few signs there are do make it clear the park closes at night.
For me, that's really weird, you know, because coming from a Nordic welfare society, like everything should be open for everyone. And, you know, like we make a very big deal out of like the parks being open for everyone always.
The Finns also make a big deal out of lighting their parks when it gets dark. Not here, not on the Emerald Necklace, as Maria Jakola found out one night.
I once tried to ride my bike, but there was absolutely no light. And I was really astonished, because in Helsinki, it's like, because there's so much darkness during the winter, they are always lit.
I can't disagree with Jakola about any of her gripes. I want benches and crosswalks and ice cream and restrooms that crop up right when I need them. But I have to admit my Boston pride is a little wounded. I go visit Julie Crockford, president of the Emerald Necklace Conservancy, the group that works with city and state to look after the park system.
So here we are in the Back Bay Fens with the Muddy River on our right, and we're approaching the Museum of Fine Arts on our left. One of my favorite things to do in the Emerald Necklace is to look at the great blue herons that live here. We have pairs of them throughout the necklace.
Crockford has met Maria Jakala and seen her film, so I ask what she thinks of her critique.
It's really good to have an outsider point out the disconnects in our park. Not that we didn't know about them. We've had advocates working on some of those disconnects for decades, and I guess I'm just delighted to be able to respond that there are fixes in the works.
Fixes like a safe pedestrian and cyclist crossing on that six-lane road, and a new park to help knit back together the confusing and ugly area where Jakala first tried to navigate the Emerald Necklace. These and other improvements will no doubt cost more and take longer than anyone wants, but at least they're in motion. Other fixes may require a deeper cultural transformation. At the Emerald Necklace Visitor Center in the Back Bay Fens, a makeshift sign on the door reads, "Sorry, no public restrooms." For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Boston.
At our website, PRI.org, you can see Maria Jakala's film, Disconnected, about the Emerald Necklace. She totally looks like a green ghost in danger of getting run down. We've also got behind-the-scenes photos of the filmmaking.